Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right. The number that Dr. K has given here for the book and the offer, Wrongly Blamed, the entire set, is the toll-free number in the United States, 866-618-2503. Now, Dr. K, you're going to mention that you have the toll number you were about to give our caller, Byron from Canada. Did you want to give that anyway?
You know what, Rick? Let them call me back if that doesn't work in Canada. And then I gave that address, Knowledge House Publishers, because it's all you got to do is send $53.
And that includes the shipping?
That's everything. So we're getting a couple-dollar discount for tonight's show. And $53 covers, it doesn't cover anything. It's all to get the information out.
Yeah.
And, of course, we give RBN, if you're generous, you'll put in $60.
Well,
we give RBN a big chunk of
that. The cost of books, the cost of publishing is way up.
Oh, yeah.
The cost of everything is up.
So
shipping,
you get two
posting,
wrongly blames, and you get the words of the Prophet Muhammad. You get the Arabian connection. You get some beautiful information.
Right.
And then I gave that the address, Knowledge House, Box 855, Lincolnshire, Illinois. Yeah. And I think the zip code on that is 60061. So, you know, that should work.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Now, let me do this, too, for our listeners, because last night I only said it once, and I apologize for not repeating it. We are making a move with the network, RBN. Has a new address, and this is the address. Those of you who are writing in and sending in contributions and donations, the address is RBN, Republic Broadcast Network, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. That's Double Creek Boulevard, number 302. And that's still in Round Rock, Texas, 78664.
You know, and this...
That's it.
78664.
Yes.
This station's doing a fantastic service to have an unviolent, you know, in other words, instead of this hostile reaction, where you can talk intelligently.
Yep.
Because this type of subject, then you get people like O'Reilly, and they just scream.
Well, that's one thing I don't allow on the program.
It's really very kind of you.
You know, people can disagree, they can agree, but when you start acting like a funhouse and like a joke, and making this some sort of a mudslinging contest, well, I'm not going to tolerate that.
No, and you
that's
have
not my style.
And that brings up this poor fellow, this pitiful fellow that worked at the Urban Moving Systems, the American guy, and he said that I was in tears. These guys were joking. This was September 11th, of course.
Yep.
They were joking, ribbing, you know, jabbing, and it bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, now America knows what we go through, whatever that means.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we the victims. This is our Holocaust again. Here we are being attacked by these savage Palestinians, you know.
And I have here Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, where I have the wire transfers where Hitler was a nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hitler was put in power. His whole election campaign was paid for almost exclusively from the United States.
Yeah,
it was by the Warburg
Jewish
and
agents,
that,
yes.
Huh?
Jewish agents once again. Yes,
of course
right.
It was.
And we have Dr. Finkelstein's book, Norman Finkelstein, The Holocaust Industry, which has really opened up a lot of eyes. That
yeah,
book
it's a good
has
book.
Been,
yeah.
again, persona non grata.
Yeah.
By all of the Jewish media, he has been basically the black sheep of the family because he dares to tell the truth.
Well, he would. He's a religious Jew, and he's interested in holding to that the truth of his Torah.
Well, he's honest, and that's something that, of course, cannot be tolerated.
That's right.
In this,
an honest
debate.
Man doesn't matter what the denial. Look, you know, look. When the Jewish people were in the sea in the Inquisition, do you know who took them out of the sea? The Islamic Ottomans. And they still live there. They rescued them.
We'll be right back with you, Dr. K, and our callers. Stay tuned, 1-800-313-9443, the Paul Revere Talk Radio. I'm Rick Adams.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force.
Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
All right, Radio Avenger. Welcome aboard, fellow Eloi. Dr. K, my guest. And we are going to go back to the phones.
Rick, before you do, you know, sure. There are four bastions of resistance against the Iraqi war and against invasion and against colonialism in 2001, 2002.
Mm-hmm.
They were Spain, Madrid, Australia, Bali, Mexico, the Mexican Congress, and London, England, the tube bombings. All of those places were bombed. Those were the bastions, the leaders of the resistance against war. They had the most organized anti-war efforts. They were all bombed. Yeah.
You remember the coal?
The coal, too, is very suspicious.
Well, once again, there were Israeli agents involved.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, that was leading up to, quote, 9-11, the first 9-11, or the first 12.
Right, to justify, you know, the... attributing everything to a man with a beard. And,
the blind shake, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the big one, 9-11 too.
Sure.
So, again, this pattern was developed, and we were seduced into thinking here was this pattern of this terrorist network all over the world called Al-Qaeda, and they were warning us. They were sending us signals, but we didn't pay attention, and Bill Clinton didn't do anything about
right.
it. And we finally got a president, finally got a man in the White House that's going to stand up for America against those nasty Arabs.
Yeah. Yeah, incredible.
This is the mindset of people who've been conditioned
to think that way. And despite the fact that in the London bombings, for instance, as I was the first to thoroughly report,
only one... You were there firsthand, seeing the subway system. Impossible for those explosives to come from beneath.
They were C4, as were the Madrid bombings. And by the way, only one bomber admitted that he was bombing. He sowed terror. He put the bomb in. And his name was Usman Hussein, who had a veiled wife. It turns out Usman Hussein was not Usman Hussein. He was Adas Isaac, who Italian police interrogated. His real name is Adas Isaac. He was an Ethiopian that was, you know, with the 90,000 Ethiopians that Ariel Sharon airlifted. He was trained in great detail as a Mossad agent. He infiltrated Italy. From Italy, he was given false papers. He then, although his name is Adas Isaac, created a false identity and set up a terror network. In fact, Toha Hussein, he punched him in the face, the scholar of the mosque down in South London. Toha called the police and said, there's this terrorist here. He's coming to our mosque. He's telling us if we don't become radical, they're going to take the mosque over. Police didn't do anything. So it was actually the Islamics that tried to warn the police. And then the bombings happened a year later or so, you know.
I earlier said, I misstated when I said the bomb in the London tube did not come from beneath. What I meant to say was didn't come from beneath the seat. It did not come from within the tube itself, but underneath the tracks.
Right. It was.
That's what I meant.
That's very likely, because then that would account for detonating it
exactly
where it was.
It was
and
the
there
same
was a
group,
large
by
crater,
the way.
By
same
the way.
Company that was involved in the Twin Towers arrangement. Same
the same
company.
Israeli security company as in the Twin Towers, the same group, which is really just professional Israeli military in the London bombings, had a trial that morning, a terror trial. The Verint Services, which is Israeli, you can go look them up, had a terror trial in London that morning. Yeah.
And you remember in the last year and a half the, quote, Jordanian hotel bombing, which again was laid at the doorstep of al-Qaeda. And once again, the Israelis were exited out. They were forewarned.
And you know what, Rick? A number of very important Palestinians died in that bombing.
Americans as well. Yeah.
And one of the interesting things were the Chinese were planning to meet the Palestinians to sell them armaments. So it doesn't seem to make sense that the Jordanians would blow them up.
No.
Unless it was the Jordanian secret police.
But you see, the Mossad operates very freely in virtually every country. And don't kid yourself, they are operating in North Korea as well.
Oh, sure they are.
They have infiltrated and penetrated every vestige of every intelligence community in every country. That's their job.
You remember
that's
that
their modus.
Scandal in Thailand when the New Zealand caught those Israelis with Canadian passports and imprisoned them, and then they found out that one of them was taking people and they were throwing them off board and collecting their passports.
Absolutely.
In other words, the mafia was hired in Thailand to kill people to get their documents, which is the cleanest way to get the documents. A missing person you'll never find, and they Zev Bruckenstein was implicated in that.
Yeah.
So it's pretty dirty. You know, it's pretty deep.
Oh.
It's real
deep. We haven't
man.
Even scratched any surfaces yet.
No.
Okay,
how deeper can it get to blow up
my goodness.
World
this can
Trade
go on.
Center?
I mean, talk about encyclopedias. Forget it.
Yeah.
We're backed up for calls. Let's take some more calls. Henry, Connecticut. Hello, you're on with Dr. K.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Did I hear you correctly say that if you get, you buy two books, you get two free?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it is ridiculous.
That's a steal.
It's a steal, and it's a very important 450-page book. But a lot of people are giving these to friends.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a good thing that way. And in America,
yeah, but two for four for two.
Yeah,
right. Four for two.
and it's. You know,
I think think that's the best offer you ever made.
Well, he's been making that before, and the thing is, it's time is short, Henry. Time is short here.
I'm telling you to take advantage of it. I'll never do another one because I got to give Rick a part of the change. So
yeah.
I quoted it $53 for the four books, people. It's a steal.
Oh, that is a steal.
All right.
That's not one. I don't know what is.
That's right. Now, that's for the poor people. Now, there may be the occasional generous one who will put $60 in.
Right.
There you go.
Now, if you just want one book, by the way, you can buy one book, too.
Yeah,
just one copy, all
but
right?
Everybody will take advantage of this one. That much I know.
Yeah. Okay. Hearing all this stuff you're saying about the Israelis, you know, I'm sorry that America and a few other countries aren't like what, you know, white Aryan Norway did, and they just threw out Israel altogether.
Right.
You know, there's no Israeli embassy. They were thrown out because they were spying on them.
Exactly.
And it could have been blowing them up, too. Now, those a-holes that run the government up there in Germany, though, you know, who have the hate crime laws, and they locked up about 18,000 people last year, or between last year and this year. Yeah, ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
They don't do that in Denmark, though. That's where I was thinking about going.
No.
Go ahead.
It's really important that you make that point of Norway. And also New Zealand has tried to dispense with the Israeli corruption. They haven't completed it. But this is a good example of how we could run a non-corrupt country. You'd have to get rid of the Israeli embassy in the United States. You'd have to eliminate AIPAC, which, by the way, is some of the
Jewish
AIPAC
American
members.
Congress.
How's that?
And a Jewish American Congress.
You'd have to. And the ADL is Mossad anyway. That's just that's the
And by the way, not to promote anything, but this is an excellent publication. I got a sample copy of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster on the International Forecast. Yeah, right. And in the May issue, the early May issue that comes in the mail, and I know the one that's on the Internet is better, he mentions that George Soros is going around. Maybe George Soros is a Greek Jew, maybe. Even
probably.
Though that name
Jewish,
because even though that name doesn't sound Jewish, though. He was going around the floor, or either they were harassing congressmen. So now we know, even though the congressmen, a lot of them are traitors, I don't believe, like I said, 100% of them are. I think some of them are harassed.
No. Because, you know, an American is an American, after all, and if an American is enlightened, that changes the picture.
Right, but they're threatening them. They're going around.
Right.
Talking about if you dare oppose.
Sometimes they have somebody that they had a tryst with someone, and they say, we're going to, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, right. If you dare. He mentioned in the forecaster. He said Soros and a couple. If you dare oppose. Although some of them have, though, gotten away with it and not a problem. But if you dare oppose
Soros is a Zionist. Soros is a big one. A real big one.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, you know, look. But see, you mentioned Hitler. You got to admit this, though, whether you say he was Jewish, not Jewish. Isn't there a lot of stuff that Hitler says is true, though? I mean, in Mein Kampf. I mean, because apparently I know somebody read the unexpurgated edition of Mein Kampf.
Right.
And everything the stuff he's saying in there is what's happening to this country, even with the racial stuff, the multicultural stuff, but they want to control everything. The stuff they do in New York, certainly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Germany would have been, it's true, Hitler was behind the, you know, getting money from Rothschild and who knows what else. But I think even as bad as he turned out to be, I think Germany would be far worse if they end up like New York City today.
No doubt.
First of all, they would have went into communism.
You know what? If you want a place of corruption, go to New York. I mean, it's just pure corruption. So
New York is disgusting. I mean,
Giuliani cleaned the place up.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, sure he did. By the way,
you bring up a very valuable stretch where a country said, "You know what? You're corrupt. You're spying on us. Get out."
That's what
the United States has to do.
See, the Scandinavians have got more sense. By the way, even Denmark doesn't have the kind of insane.
Well, they take all that cod liver oil, and it helps their brain.
Yes, that's true.
I got to get my ass up there.
You better get your cod liver oil.
All right.
I'd like to get my ass up there. I mean, it's sexually freer up there.
You
got fish up there.
Henry, then you can call us from
there. You better get those books.
I got one of them, so it's the same address as in the...
You better take advantage of the steal.
Yeah. But beginning Giuliani, I'll hang up. I have copies of Giuliani, what he did with the welfare reform, and how two people died with the workfare.
It's a hopeless catastrophe.
It's as phony as a $1 Federal Reserve.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Henry. Okay, we'll be back with Mildred from Kansas next. And you, stay tuned. More just ahead on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Spread the word.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Well, we're back now. We're back to the program. Dr. K, we have a host of callers. I'm going to have
just
to
say something, Rick.
Yeah, I got to apologize to some of our callers because we have actually someone on the line calling from Norway.
Okay.
Who says they're calling from Norway, and we're going to get to her. But go ahead. What did you want to say?
We're not going to criticize anybody, but you've got to be accurate. Alex Jones says that there was no Arabic clothing in the Israeli vehicles, but there was, okay? Mm-hmm. Remember, the people reported that they were Arab-appearing and that they also put that call in saying that there's a sheik out there, a sheik mixing a bomb. So just, you know, make sure you read carefully everything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, let us go take this call first, and then we'll get back to the alphabetical, or the, I should say, the chronological listing here of all of those on the line. Is this Anne in Norway calling?
Yes, it is.
You are from Norway? Wow.
Yeah.
You're listening to us? How? How are you listening?
On the net.
On the net.
Oh, great.
Well, bless your little heart.
How
You're
can we help you,
speaking to
Ann?
Dr. K.
Yeah. I just have one really quick question. The phone number for the publishing house where I can get the books.
Okay, can you go to Knowledge House Publishers and order on the internet?
Sure can.
Okay, knowledgehousepublishers.com.
Okay, the Islamic site?
Yes.
Islamic book site? Okay.
You will see the second page has the Islamic books, knowledgehousepublishers.com.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Put in your order, but say, I want that special kit. The postage will be more to Norway. But if you want one book, you can buy. But if you want the kit, we'll hold to the price, but we'll just add the postage.
Okay.
The
no
Knowledge
problem.
House, for the international people, get to the net. Do knowledgehousepublishers.com.
I know where it is.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks so much.
You're
welcome.
Thank you for calling from Norway.
Bye-bye.
All right, I appreciate that. And Mildred is next in Kansas.
Far
Hello,
Norway.
Mildred.
Yeah, far Norway.
How are you? Oh, we still have Ann on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
I thought you hung up, Ann. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ann, did you have any other question? You all right with everything else?
Yeah, I'm fine with everything else.
Okay.
You agree? Okay. Have any?
Okay.
Any are you an American living? Did you move to Norway?
Yeah, I am an American.
Okay.
I've been here for quite a while.
Okay.
So I see the changes in kind of both places going on and keeping track of it all. And
good.
So far, it seems a little bit better here with no genetic modified foods.
Right.
And
I'm just finishing a book called The Poison Cupboard, which is about GMOs. You're going to be healthier in Norway. You're going to be healthier, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I figure. The spices aren't irradiated. They're real spices.
Oh,
you know,
God bless the people in Norway and keep it up.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank
talk
you.
To you later.
Bless you, man.
Yeah.
Okay, now we'll talk to Mildred in Kansas. Hello, Mildred.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
And Dr. Ray, I'm really excited about what you have in the knowledge of the book. And
oh, sure.
So anyway, I just wondered if you had ever heard of the 911 video. This is 911 and Plane, P-L-A-N-E, site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know about it? Okay,
I know about it. It's got a lot of good stuff, so I passed it out to a bunch of people.
Uh-huh.
I know Dave Van Cleese, actually. I've seen him at a lecture, and I know him very well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I had to say.
And I'll tell you what, the best video they've produced is the treason video. It's
the treason?
About depleted uranium beyond treason.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very sad, but it's very good.
Okay.
Yeah, beyond treason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Excellent. Thank you very much.
And you know what? Speaking of DVDs, if anybody wants to add $10 to their order, you know, it's $55, but if they want to add
$10,
I'll include it's the Gaza DVD.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so heartbreaking. I don't know if anybody's seen it, but you got to have it. You got to see it once or twice.
Hey, how is it, Dr. K, by the way, that the World Trade Center was a hit just days after a heightened security alert was lifted at the landmark 110-story tower? Do you remember that?
Yeah. The heightened security was probably to protect the people who were planting the bomb.
Well, they claimed they'd been working these long 12-hour shifts for the past 2 weeks.
They were. And
been
planting
because
thermite and the cutter charges. And,
exactly.
They decided to go for broke.
You really have to wonder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Remember, Nixon lost the Vietnam War because he couldn't fight here and in Vietnam. And there is no way the American people would have just stood by while somebody says, I've decided to bomb a country.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, how about Marvin Bush? You remember when Marvin Bush
You mean when he took the C-130 and stuffed the records in there and flew it to who knows where on September 11th?
God only knows,
Another
member of the Bush entourage.
Yeah,
involved. And there were more than just a handful. Marvin P. Bush, of
you know,
course,
the
that's
odd
the younger
thing
brother.
Is neither Rumsfeld nor Bush acted normally, as you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's attacking a high-rise, Rumsfeld was twiddling his thumbs and screwing around helping somebody on a stretcher.
Yep.
You know, Mr. Secretary of whatever it was. And everybody remembers George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
The fence, yes.
And that was President Bush.
Mr. Gates telling us now that Iran poses a serious threat to the people of Iraq.
Who?
Not the invaders, the United States government and the Israeli government that is basically, and along with the Brits, controlling things in Iraq, including demolitions and explosions. And some were caught, as you recall. Two British agents were also caught.
Counting to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Yes. Yes, he's the decider, not the divider. We're back now with our guest, Dr. Kasim Khalil, the book Wrongly Blamed. And I guess Wolfgang was on the line, and he dropped off, I'm sorry to hear. But we do have Mike in New York talking with us now on the program. Hello, Mike.
Evening, Rick. Evening, Dr. K.
How are you, Mike?
Fine, thank you. Rick, I'm shocked, horrified, and perplexed, discombobulated.
About Mayor Giuliani?
May I finish?
Yeah.
At your early suggestion that our illustrious capo in waiting, Benito from the Bronx,
yes,
or maybe that should be Brooklyn,
uh-huh,
had anything to hide about 9/11.
No, he has nothing to hide, period.
You know, just think about it. Why should the greatest crime fighter the world has ever known?
Yes.
The man who made Times Square safe for Disney Corporation, who banished the squeegee men from the hallowed streets of Manhattan.
That's right.
Who made the subways run on time. Why, For all I know, who personally snatched that Arabian passport out of the air on the morning of 9/11,
mm-hmm.
why should he have to apologize to some street punk who's questioning his veracity?
Unbelievable.
Well, he said, look, Giuliani said he was warned about the imminent collapse of those buildings. Don't you remember that?
Yeah, but I'm sure that was just a slip of the tongue.
Oh, he made a boo-boo, huh?
Exactly.
It was a Bush slip.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That ought to qualify him to be president.
That ought to.
Talking about the president, this leads me on to, just like in the first presidential debate, Rick, I think the only right thing you can do is to issue a formal apology and retraction like Ron Paul did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think that would be appropriate?
I don't know. I think we've got enough apologizing. Bush apologized for making mistakes, you know, as he called them, about Iraq. But those weren't mistakes. Those were deliberate acts of terror on the part of Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney.
It's
and Israel.
To say that Giuliani destroyed the crime scene for me.
Absolutely. Not only that, his buddy Bernie Kerik was overseeing that from an apartment in, I believe it was the Millennium Hotel.
Sure.
Which the hotel gave to the firefighters as a rest area, and Kerik was in there with some floozy. this is the type of people you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Well, he said, this is an exact quote from your wonderful, illustrious mayor, Giuliani. Quote, I went down to the scene, and we set up headquarters at 75 Barclay Street, which was right there with the police commissioner, the fire commissioner, the head of the emergency management, and we were operating out there when we were told that the World Trade Center was going to collapse.
Absolutely,
and it did
right.
collapse before we could actually get out of the building. So we were trapped in the building for 10, 15 minutes and finally found an exit and got out, walked north, and took a lot of people with us.
Absolutely right.
That's
what
Mr.
kind
Giuliani.
Of a commander is that?
this guy has a pair of brass ones. You know, it's incredible.
You're talking extreme corruption, just the most vile corruption.
Well, the thing is this. I mean, it's fairly obvious that with this person being arrested or taken away, the other day on the street.
Mm-hmm.
For questioning him, that was going to be in the press. Imagine what this guy's going to be like with just a little bit of power.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
He's getting in there so that somebody doesn't catch him for what he's done.
Oh, absolutely.
He's really pushing to get in there because he knows how culpable he is about 911.
Without a doubt.
Destroying the crime scene is a federal crime, so...
Yep. He's gotten a free ride, a free pass from the media, so that ought to tell you how bad he is right there.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you again for calling into the program.
Okay, thanks, Rick.
Mike. Now we have John in California. Hello, mate.
Hey, John.
Dr. K. How's
Hello.
It going?
How are you, mate?
You, baby? All right, mate. Hey, a quick question. Did you follow up on those lists I told you about?
Give them to me again, and I've got it. I've got my spiral notebook in front of me.
Okay, just go to tbrnews.org.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. Just an interesting thing, since, we've all are obviously discussing everything, from the useful idiots and the goyim, complicit with the masterminds.
Sure.
Even
George Soros got in on this one.
Oh, absolutely. Well, here's an interesting thing that has kept surfacing in my studies. Back in 1985, when Ernst Zundel was on trial in Canada, he had managed to, amongst other things, he'd had Fred Leuchter go to Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Right, and do research on the chambers, supposedly.
Oh.
Okay. And not only did Fred Leuchter, who was an absolute believer in the stock in trade.
Yeah.
He said, face to face to Zindel, if my findings are as I expect, I'm going to be a witness for the prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
And as he returned, well, he found out different, and so so has a couple of other people in jail in Germany, Germar Rudolph and such. But here's what's a little bit of a knockout punch is that also he had obtained, and there are certain copies about his Ernst Zindel's house was also firebombed in Toronto.
Oh my God, I didn't know about
that. That was years ago, of course. He had managed to obtain, I don't know what year he obtained it, but the trial was in 85, so he had obviously either during or before it, knowing it was about to come upon him, obtain two documents, one dated 1979 and another one dated 1983 from the International Red Cross in Arlesen, West Germany.
Okay.
Showing the total deaths for the concentration camps.
Had to be under, a half a million or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've only got one in front of me here right now. And
what, 300,000?
271,
yeah.
And the other, from 83, I believe it was, showed it around 282. So, I mean, the fluctuation... a life is precious, but the fluctuation is, only within about 10,000.
You know, 6 million corpses is a lot of corpses. You can hardly kill people that quickly, suddenly, anyway.
And cremate them and put them in slave camps.
But this is very important, what you've got here.
But see, now what's happening is there's a couple of versions of these on available on the net.
Mm-hmm. Well, where?
This is what I'd like to do. If perchance, either with your engineer, is there a way on your website, an email for you, or some way to contact you?
I think you can email them or me that way.
Yeah.
You should be able to email, and we'll pick it up tomorrow.
Okay. And so, what I will put in to turn on the light for you that it would be me.
Okay.
Is I will just put in Red Cross Records.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, and what's your site?
Knowledge House.
Knowledge House, right?
Publishers. Knowledge House.
Now, is that
Publishers.
One word?
Knowledge
one
House.
Word?
Yeah, one word. Knowledge okay. House Publishers.
Yeah.
.com.
Okay.
Yeah, because, the lamps, the skin lamps is false, the soap is false.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
it's
like 911,
This is horrible. I've been seeing a couple of these old chaps going around on a certain site that I visit, and they're going to these high schools. And at this one high school, this survivor...
So-called.
Now, these are, and they're targeting 8, 9, 10-year-old children.
Sure.
Say, sort of like in Britain, where when Gordon Brown steps in, he's going to make Tony Blair look like a goyim.
Well, this is what Finkelstein talks about in his book, The Holocaust Industry.
They're targeting these little kids with the brainwashing.
Though. Absolutely, mm-hmm. just like in Britain, Brown's going to be on the same page, and have paid flights over to Auschwitz and that.
Wow,
John, were you the one that mentioned getting someone on from Honest Media today?
No, it wasn't me.
Okay, it was another caller, and we have done that. We have called or contacted them.
Right.
By email, and Mr. Farrell will get back to us if we can get him on in a couple of weeks when he's free.
That'd be great. Anyways,
they deal with these issues as well.
John, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And, this is one of the great frauds of all time is this imaginary number of people that is just plucked out of the air without any data to document it.
Yes, well, I mean, they like the number six.
Let me tell you something. Kissinger had to bomb Cambodia into oblivion for 4 years to kill 700,000 people.
Well, just
it's not easy to kill 6 million.
Hey, but he got a peace prize for it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just amazing how if one of their satanic ilk's life, such as his, had been extinguished at an early age, how there could have been a few million more lives.
That's true.
But anyways, I know you got other callers.
Yeah,
so
all right.
John, just keep up the fantastic work. God bless you, hon.
All right, mate.
Yeah.
God bless you both. And,
okay, thank you, hon.
Look out for that email tomorrow, Dr. K. I'm going to hold you to that.
Right,
I've got it.
All right, God bless you.
John, he'll be back again soon, Lord willing. We have to keep the veil upon him, the veil of protection.
He's a researcher.
Dr. K. Yes. Let's see. We have, is it Ed in West Virginia? Oh, Annette. I'm sorry. Annette from West Virginia.
Rick,
hi, Annette.
Well, good evening, Rick. You know, I happened to tune in just as you were discussing the so-called Jewish 6 million.
Oh, okay.
And I have some figures that you may be interested in.
Good.
There is a 1934 and a 1945 World Almanac. And
yes, I'm aware of them. Yes.
And Book of Facts, which dispute those figures. In fact, when it gives the Jewish population worldwide by religious beliefs, by the American Jewish Committee and the Jewish Statistical Bureau of the Synagogue Council of America,
yes.
H.S. Linfield, director. Now, the 1934 almanac, when Hitler took power, there were 15,630,000 Jews.
Wow.
In 1945, the almanac said that when Hitler left power, there were 15,688,259, which is not a minus 6 million, but an increase of 58,259.
Yeah. You know,
Button Gibson said the same thing.
The Iranian president called it a hoax. He's probably the closest one yet.
Well, you know, the funny thing, I mean, here we are. People say, well, what does this have to do? Well, it has a lot to do with it because there's a pattern of lies here that really originated going way back in time, the father of lies, Satan himself, in that garden.
Sure.
And also his seed line, Cain, is the seed line of deception and lies. And to this very day, you see that.
Could that be the source of the cause?
9/11 is just part of the lie.
It is. You know, something interesting. How do you produce an entire state, an entire entity, with a full government only 2 years after you're the most oppressed, you lost 6 million, you've been beat up, you've been killed, you've been murdered, and then all of a sudden, within a year and a half, you have an entire infrastructure for a brand new country out of nowhere?
And then you do the same thing that purportedly was done to you. You do it to the Palestinians.
You know, and that's the other issue. If you're
supremacy.
That downtrodden, then how is it that you displace immediately, while you're being downtrodden, two other million?
Well, you can do it if you have a Holocaust.
And you know something? As much Holocaust as against the Palestinians, I hate to say it this way, about 700,000 were murdered in that period of time.
Yeah.
And that was with a massive effort, with British assistance, with U.S. assistance, with the massive, the Irgun, the Stern, the Haganah, you know, various thugs. And they, God help those people, I don't want to say only, but there's between 300 and 800,000 were killed with all that effort. Mm-hmm. Now, Hitler had a lot of things cooking. You think that's all he did was sit around trying to shoot Jews? No, this is the most asinine hoax that's ever been perpetrated on the human race.
May I interrupt, sir?
Yeah.
Also, you wondered about the infrastructure of the Israeli state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just dismembered Germany. They just took out all so much of Germany's infrastructure and brought it to Israel.
Well, there you go.
That's part of the reason. But they also did that after World War One, by the way.
That's true. Benjamin Friedman's post on the internet is worth everybody looking into. He talks about how they made a secret deal for the Brits that if they could get Woodrow Wilson to enter World War One. The British would promise to help them conquer Palestine.
Yes. Yes, it's in his book, Facts Are Facts. Dr. Kasem, may I ask a question? You sound just like Cass Ingram, who
same,
wrote...
Same.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. How nice.
Man of a thousand voices and faces like Lon Chaney.
Cass comes from Kasem anyways.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know,
well,
when everybody got off on
that.
Ellis Island, God knows what happened to our names, right?
I don't know. But Annette, thank you for calling again.
Bye.
Haven't heard you in a long time. My goodness. All right. We're going to...
And you know what? She brings up valuable information.
Yes,
she
does.
And American people are doing such great research.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to think. In America today, let's face it, the mass media have conditioned us not to think.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not supposed to ask questions. We're not supposed to think. We're not supposed to be inquisitors and question anything. Because if you do, you're going to be labeled a bigot or a racist or a war criminal. Who knows?
How can you be an anti-Semite when you're supporting the Semite?
And you are a Semite.
The Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, the Semitic people have been pushed out of their land.
Order the books. We'll be right back. Dr. K will give you that address and info again. Rick Adams.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Get back at them with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back in the home stretch now. Been a very interesting program again, Dr. Kasim Khalil.
And, well, our audience has done a better job than even the host. The guest.
Anybody can do a better job than me.
Not the guest.
I'm very pleased that people are educating us here.
Oh, my God. I have hoof and mouth disease.
No, but that it's true, though. The callers make the program.
They do.
And the guest. Yeah, I mean, you have always enamored me the way you talk and your ability to recall things so well, and I'm happy for that. And that's why these books that you've offered are really so important for people to get a hold of.
Well, it's a real steal, really.
Well, it is. It's a giveaway.
It's ridiculous. But
the cost of paper, and I know you're trying to help us pay the shortwave bill, too. So that's the whole
thing. So the offer is $53, special, super special, for the four books. If you're generous, you'll put 60, and that will go to RBN. And if you want that Gaza DVD, sadly enough, you're going to have to pay another $10. We've only got a half dozen of those left. So,
okay. So, Gaza video.
Just
DVD.
Leave a message. The best I can do is call you. You need me to call you back.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a one-man operation. It's not a big publishing house, obviously.
No.
But he's taking it upon himself to do the research.
Get this out, do the research, yeah.
And that's what we like. We like, you know, good things come in small enterprises.
Yeah.
And the truth is not a matter of volume.
And nobody can compromise
quality.
I write every word, so and I print it, so who can say anything?
There you go. Yeah. And you've stood the test of time here.
Yeah.
So the number to call then
is.
Yes.
You have the number right there. Is 866.
Yes.
618-2503. It's a tough number, so 866-618-2503. And then you could look at those books at knowledgehousepublishers.com, and you could order it online right there.
Good. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Dr. Kate, thank you again. We'll
You're
hear
welcome.
From you soon, Lord willing.
God bless.
Good
Bye.
Night. And tomorrow night, speaking on this very interesting tie-in to what we're speaking about, the seed line of Cain and prophecy and where it's all headed, this is a dramatic, dramatic thing that we're in the midst of today, the most interesting times, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow night, Gene Smith will be our guest, BibleTruthMan.com. You're welcome to call in, challenge Gene, question Gene. He's got answers, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be talking about a lot of these things tomorrow night. Friday night, we're going to have on Gary Brugman, who, as you know, was the Ramos and Compion of Texas. And, of course, you know, he's been he had to get railroaded by Mr. Johnny Sutton there, who prosecuted him and for doing his job, essentially, in the Border Patrol. He'll be on Friday night. Right now, that's the schedule. So very, very big week this week, as usual. Keep praying for America. Keep praying for, we'll really pray for repentance and pray that Americans will get back to Jesus and America itself. That's the important thing. Been a very interesting night, as always. Look forward to the rest of the week, hopefully, with all of you joining in on the listenership. Out of time. Lord willing, back again tomorrow night at 9 Central with Gene Smith. Rick Adams, good night.
A message for